Alrighty, good morning once again. Very happy to welcome Mike Kellaway, MP Mike Kellaway, to the airwaves this morning. Mike, how are you today?
Very well, Jason. How are you?
Doing good. Doing very, very good. More great news. You know, we're always looking for good news. And the portals are now open, and people are applying for their benefit, right?
Absolutely. So April 6th, Monday, we opened up the Canada Emergency Response Portal, and how it's working, Jason, is that on Mondays, those that were born in January, February, and March would apply. Tuesday would be April, May, June, and so forth, you know, 3 months per day. And then on the weekend, no matter what month you were born in, you can apply. And so on Monday, over a quarter of a million Canadians apply for the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. And chatting with cabinet ministers and those in charge of that particular benefit, a few hitches, but overall it went quite well. A lot of people applying online, a lot of people calling in as well to make their application. So, you know, this is an important, important basic income item that we've put forward as a benefit. And for the listeners out there too, you know, look at this emergency response benefit. It looks like EI. It's not EI, but best way to look at it is a basic income for at least the next 4 months. And we're also working on plans, and they'll be forthcoming on people that are you know, don't fit that particular criteria for the emergency response benefit. That's young people, people that were going to work this summer. We certainly need to look after them. Those that have multiple part-time jobs may lose one, but not the other. And we need to look after those individuals that don't meet the criteria for the emergency response benefit. So the government is looking at all of these groups that do not meet the criteria of the emergency response benefit, and we're working on it daily. So stay tuned for more information and more concrete information on groups that are not fitting that particular response benefit. But overall, Jason, the whole idea here is to try to get as many people as we can across the country who are out without an income because of COVID to get them a basic income.
You know, it's and we've said this before, it's very much a moving, it's a fluid situation. You know, it's being adjusted every day, and, you know, the PM gives his update every day, and there's, you know, a little bit more news every day. I guess, you know, the whole idea is to cover off the vast majority of people who require help and then to fill in the gaps, right? And that's kind of what's happening now.
Absolutely. That's the best way to describe it is, you know, you take a blanket approach here with this new benefit to try to reach as many as up to 6 million Canadians probably that do not have access to EI. Now, again, if you applied for EI on March 15th and after March 15th, you're automatically going to go into this new CERB, the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. And then after CERB, then you'll get your EI on the back end of the CERB. So